Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of April 18th through the 22nd, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Next week, we get a look at first quarter GDP. The first quarter will come in weak, but the economy is doing better than the GDP report will show. An appreciating U.S. dollar, less energy investment, and a smaller inventory build will be weights on economic growth for the first 3 months of the year. Final sales are an important indicator of underlying health of the economy as it removes the impacts of imports and inventories. Final sales are expected to fare better in the first quarter. Final sales are not booming, but they should come in stronger than GDP growth and ease some concerns about weakness in the economy. Looking ahead, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting next week should be uneventful. The committee will keep the language in their releases vague as they continue to assess the condition of the economy. There will be some dissent as some members favor raising rates now and others want to wait. Also, the second quarter is expected to see a stronger rebound in economic growth than the weak first quarter. The impact of the strong dollar is ebbing, inventories won't be quite the problem as it was in the first quarter, and oil prices will be up versus the first quarter. We should see a little better manufacturing and industrial output as the dollar falls and the global economy moves forward. In addition, there are signs that the declines in energy production are bottoming out as prices stabilize at a slightly higher level. For now, the real strength of the economy should be viewed through the employment statistics, which have remained quite solid. Last week's data highlight looks at housing. Home builder confidence has not improved much in recent months. The NAHB Home Builder Index remained at 58 in April. Prospective buyer traffic and future sales expectations gained, while present sales declined slightly. Although the index did not advance, the number is still consistent with an outlook that calls for a slow, steady advance. Sales of newly built homes increased by 2% in February, and the inventory level sits at just over 5.5 months. A reading under six months suggests that home builders may have to pick up the pace of home building. New housing starts, however, weren't impressive, falling nearly 9% in March. An early Easter likely explains some of the weakness, but leading indicators have also weakened, as permits fell for the second consecutive month and are running behind starts. It's been difficult to get a reading on existing home sales because they have bounced around since late last year when a change in mortgage regulations went into effect. Sales did rise 5% in March, reversing most of February's 7% decline. Fundamentals still favor housing. Moody's estimates that household formation is 1.2 million a year and that the underlying demand for new housing units is 1.7 million per year. That strongly suggests that housing has room to grow and that builders are not putting up enough homes for people to buy. However, housing starts have been basically flat for nearly a year. At some point, it seems reasonable to assume that housing activity will pick up, but when remains a question. Next week, we get a look at new and pending home sales. Perhaps some more clarity will emerge. On the international front, the Eurozone's combined PMI index edged down 0.1 of a point in April to 53. Markets failed to respond to the European Central Bank's latest round of stimulus. The report came a day after the central bank president said the stimulus the bank unleashed in March is working and people must give it time to work through the system. Nevertheless, inflation has struggled to stay above zero for the past year. The euro economy remains stuck in a slow growth rut. Of course, that is still better than a no growth rut. The French combined PMI rose in April, but the factory gauge fell to an 8-month low and is below the crucial growth threshold of 50. In Germany, the combined PMI slipped to a 9-month low of 53.8. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we get March new home sales released on Monday, April 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for new home sales to increase by just 10,000 units. Weather had an impact in the Northeast during February, and some rebound should be expected. The March durable goods orders will be released on Tuesday, April 26th at 8:30 a.m. We look for orders to rebound 3% in March, essentially compensating for February's nearly 3% drop. It would be only the second increase in the last 5 months. The Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence for April will be released on Tuesday, April 26th at 10 a.m. We expect the index to drop a small amount. This index has been volatile lately, averaging a 2-point change over the last 12 months. Wage growth remains weak, and gas prices are increasing. However, job creation still remains solid. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting ends on Wednesday, April 27th. They will issue an approved statement at 2 p.m. The outcome of the April meeting has been telegraphed well ahead of time. There will be no change in rates this meeting. The post-meeting statement will be important to how the Fed sees developments abroad and in financial markets. Both have turned more supportive for growth in the last month. However, the Fed can afford to be patient, as inflation expectations have softened some since the March meeting. It will be interesting to see if the Fed restores the balance of risks. March personal income and spending is released on Thursday, April 28th at 8:30 a.m. Personal income is expected to have increased a few tenths of a percent, and spending will likely rise just a hair less than that. Auto sales tracked lower in March, but energy prices did increase. And we end with the initial estimate of GDP growth for the first quarter, also released on Thursday, April 28th at 8:30 a.m. The January to March data will come in weak, potentially showing less than 1% growth. However, final sales is expected to post a much better outcome, closer to 2% growth. This would suggest that the underlying strength of the economy is still intact. There were a number of weights on the economy in the first quarter, including a wider trade deficit, less inventory accumulation, and low energy prices. Also, energy investment continued to decline in the first quarter. These weights will not be so burdensome in the second quarter. Do you have questions on how this economic data will impact your markets? Well, we would love to hear from you. We want to increase your transportation intelligence.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.